Joseph, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Where is your sensor located?
The listening ear is currently located at 2504 East Michigan Avenue in Lansing, Michigan.
For folks who don't know, what is the listening ear?
The listening ear is basically a nonprofit. It's a crisis intervention center that was conceived by four MSU students back in 1969. Basically, what they wanted to do was to provide a community-based crisis intervention center to respond to things that were happening at that time. So basically, since 1969, the listening ear has been open 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Basically, we provide services for the community on a free basis. We provide, phone services. People can call in. That number is area code 517-337-1717. When you call in, it's totally confidential, it's free, and there's a person to speak with to work through any sort of crisis that you may have. We also provide walk-in services, so if you come to our center there on East Michigan Avenue, be more than welcome to come in and speak with a counselor and provide services that way. We also provide something that's very key to us that was started back in the 70s is the sexual assault counseling. We provide services, again, on a free basis to survivors and significant others of sexual assault. Basically, we provide one-on-one services and also support groups.
How many? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And then just the last service we provide, people can call in and basically get information referral services for any other services in the area.
How many folks volunteer to help work with you?
So our staff level fluctuates based on time of year and whatnot because we have a diverse set of people that come in. Right now, our current level is around 60-65 full-time volunteer staff that basically fulfill a four-hour shift or an eight-hour shift once a week.
Tell me, how many folks do you service each year?
Oh, my. So basically, for our phone services and for our sexual assault counseling services, we service anywhere from 12 to 15,000 people on average a year, again, on a free basis.
Joseph, what is the biggest challenge for folks? What are people talking to your volunteers most about? What do they need help with?
Basically, a lot of times people will call in with a variety of different issues and different things, anywhere from loneliness to suicide to they've been sexually assaulted in one fashion or another. Or sometimes people just call in because they're bored and we're there to help you out, but really our services are geared towards crisis intervention, so we tend to talk to people who are going through something at the time. So really our services vary for a wide variety of problems, and anything that people have that they consider a crisis that they need to speak with someone, they're more than happy to call in at that number that I gave before.